So, Amber, could you give a brief introduction about who you are, what some of your background is, and how you
Sure.
came to live in Denton?
My name is Amber Briegel. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. Today's actually the fifth anniversary of the passing of the ban, which was passed by a majority of, I want to say, like 60 to 40%. So pretty wide margin, and really interesting that that was the same basically margin that like Governor Abbott won. And so what was really kind of interesting is that this like doesn't it wasn't a party issue, it was a Denton issue. Like we all want clean air and clean water, and so the voice of the people was heard about that pretty clearly. Since then, I have taken on some other advocacy roles, which we'll talk about in a bit. I'm a small business owner. My husband Adam was very much in the forefront of the Frack Free Denton movement. And it surprises people when they find out that I was involved in this because I didn't I wasn't able to knock on doors. I wasn't able to be in the forefront for a lot of this for a lot of reasons, which we'll talk about in a bit. So I'm really honored that I get this opportunity to share my side of the story because I was deeply involved, and this was deeply personal to my family and really important to me as a resident of Denton, as a mom, as a property owner. So thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.